A City for Sissies by Penelope Panzi. Beginnings. After 2 days and nights travelling through the arid desert with my two guards, or chaperones more like, the walled city of Fetavian came into view. It had been a pleasant enough journey in a luxury 4x4, with two overnight stops at village inns that offered very comfortable, clean rooms and beds with good food and wine. Technically, I was under guard, but in reality the company was good, and conversation flowed while we shared the driving equally between us. Jessica and Richard, my two guards, had told me much about the beauty of Fetavian and the people who inhabit it, about 2 million people in total, but I was still totally unprepared for what I saw. The car left us outside the walled city, as no motorized vehicles were allowed in. We walked through the wide gates just as any tourist would enter a famous city, to be greeted by a huge wide marketplace packed with hundreds of pristine clean stalls offering all sorts of items, stunning fresh-looking fruit and vegetables encompassing varieties and colours that I never knew existed, meats, poultry, fish, drinks of all sorts including coffees, teas, fine quality female and male clothes, clothing material, hats, leatherware, shoes, painting art, each stall finer and more elegant than the next. It was the most amazing, colourful, and chic market I had ever seen. After we eventually made our way through the marketplace, we walked through large residential tree-lined thoroughfares with all sorts of well-kept stone houses, some huge mansions with immaculate gardens, others small, simple but still elegant affairs. Green parks and playgrounds were at every street corner. We moved from a residential district into a more commercial area, once again large, wide, elegant boulevards, with magnificent stone buildings decorated with columns and statues, a mixture of offices and haute couture shops, colourful people in their elegant clothing milling about doing their daily business, busy street coffee and tea houses packed with people. Beautiful and all as the pristine, magnificent city was, it was, however, the people that simply took my breath away. Each and every one of the women, of all shapes, races and sizes, were impeccably dressed in stunning coordinated colourful bright clothing from blues, reds, pinks, yellows, greens, purples, a mixture of long dresses, short dresses, below-the-knee skirts, above-the-knee skirts, long and short-sleeve blouses, fine-cut tailored trousers and shorts, magnificent work suits, gorgeous shoes. Most outfits were made of silk, satin, cotton or linen. Unbelievably, however, it was not only the women. The men were equally well-groomed in multicoloured stunning shirts, trousers, shorts and shoes, the colours matching the same wide kaleidoscope of shades as the ladies. Add in the children, the boys and girls all equally as well-dressed as their parents. It was splendid and uplifting. There was more to the people than that, substantially more, for mingling freely amongst the crowds were sissies, more sissies than you care to imagine, all going about their day-to-day life. Some were dressed in way over-the-top flamboyant sissy outfits with huge petticoats, frills, ribbons, bows and bonnets, others more serenely dressed, but they most definitely were sissies, and pinks, reds and yellows appeared to be the favourite colours of the sissies. Sissy maids were in every shop, and at every market stall busy buying household necessities. Sissies sat at the bars, cafes and restaurants, not only talking amongst themselves but often with other ladies and men as companions. Sissies appeared to be an accepted part of society. It became even more amazing, for also milling freely around the crowds were adult teenagers, school bags on their backs, in the exact same school uniform as real teenagers, mixed groups of both laughing and chatting on the way home from school, with what looked to be an equal mix of adult teenager girls, boys and sissies. Then there were pre-teen adult children freely mixing with biological children in junior school.